This morning, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, drop down to verse number 15, and please stand for the reading of God's word. Exodus chapter 14, beginning at verse number 15, you'll find these words penned. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army and his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen." Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us to come into this place to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we pray, Lord, that our worship has not been in vain, but all that we've done and said has been according to thy will. We now, God, stand as empty pitchers before a full fountain, asking, Lord, that you will fill us with your spirit, that we will leave here better than when we came. Bless that person that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Bless them that when the invitation is extended, that they will come rendering obedience to you before it's everlasting too late. Use your servant as you see fit. Hide me behind the cross, that men might see less of me and more of thee. We give your name the praise and honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to talk to you from the subject this morning, the works of God. The works of God. And what is very important that every believer understands is there's works in our lives that only God can do. We all have to get to a point that we know and understand that there are some things that we cannot do, and those things only God can do. Fact about it, that's one of the reasons that we've given our lives to Christ, is because we've come to realize is my life is not my own, and all that I have I owe to the Lord. And when I've come to realize that this life in which I live in is not my own, then I will learn to let God do what he does, because God does everything he does well. Amen. Amen. Let me say that again. I said everything God does, he does it well. Even though I might not understand, it's hard to accept some of the things that God does. But the bottom line, once it's all said and done, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to those called according to his purpose. Everything God does well. In our text today, God is doing what he does. He's literally just led Israel out of Egypt. And really, this would be around day number two that Israel now has made it to the Red Sea. And so now Israel has Egypt behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, and they're making their way to Canaan. Now get this, you all. They left Egypt on their way to Canaan. And on the way there, they run into a sea. And generally, this would have been the time that some of us would have turned back. Yes. Amen. Because generally when trouble comes, that's when we give up, throw in the towel, and turn back. And God knew this. That's why God took them that route in the first place. Because I guess I'm limited today. I can't go too far today. We got another mic that stretches a little further. That's why he took them that way in the first place, because he knew that once they ran up against opposition, that they would turn around and go back. You remember when God was deciding at the beginning, he had two options in which he chose to take them. He could have taken them by the way of the Philistines, but the problem with going that way is because he knew that when they ran into war, they might become cowards and turn back. So God had to choose between the way of the Philistines and the way of the Red Sea and the wilderness. And the reason that he chose the Red Sea and the wilderness, because when they ran up against opposition, they could not turn around and go back. Because that's generally what we do when we are following the Lord. As soon as trouble comes, we're ready to throw in the towel, turn around, and go back. And go back. And go back. So God decides to take them this route, because this way, if they were to make it into Canaan, they had to trust in the Lord. And that's a message to us today. Because in order for us to get from one point to another, we got to trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm talking to us. I'm talking to those of us that are people of God. I'm talking to those of us that have been born again, that know the Lord. In the pardon of our sins, we've come to discover that if we're going to make it in, we can't make it by ourselves, but we must have the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You got to have the help of the Lord if you're going to make it to the promised land, if you're going to make it to the place where God, what y'all do understand, God doesn't mean for us as born again believers to always have trouble. Amen. That's a problem if you call yourself a Christian and things ain't never good, things ain't never right. You always got problems. God doesn't mean for us as his children to always be in trouble. Amen. Amen. And if that's you, you might need to question your relationship with God. Amen. Because a life in Christ is not meant to be hard all the time. Amen. 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 It's not meant to be difficult all the time, but the reason that we face and find difficulties while we're walking with the Lord is the Lord is trying to show us him at his best. Amen. Amen. Because it's generally during the hardest times, the most trouble, that we see God come through at his best. I'm talking about that time when you finally give up and you decide, well, I ain't got nothing else to do but pray, so I might as well turn it over to the Lord. And it's then that we see God at his best. Amen. Amen. So God has a way of taking us from one point to another by the direction he chooses to go. And the thing about it, it's not always easy. Amen. Understand that. Living a life in Christ does not always cause for happy days. if some believers in here can witness to that, that every day ain't sunshine living for the Lord. But reality of it is, we got closer to the Lord in the rain. Look at the text. In the text, Israel is at the Red Sea. And God has chosen Moses to help get them to the other side. And that's the first thought we need to understand this morning, is that God always chooses who he wants to use. God chooses the chosen. Amen. You remember Moses? Moses was on the backside of the desert, minding his own business, saw a bush that was burning. And some scholars say this bush did not just burn one day, but what caught Moses' attention is that this bush had been burning a couple of days. And any time you see something burning for a long period of time and don't burn up, that'll stop and get your attention. And so Moses, he turns to this burning bush that's burning and not burning up, and he hears this voice says, take off your shoes, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. And it's important that we understand that whenever we come onto holy ground, we come the right way. Amen. Amen. That's the real reason that some of us can't get in there now, church, because how we come in. Amen. And I'm not talking about coming in carrying your burdens, because we need to bring our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I'm talking about with these attitudes. Amen. I mean, acting like God owes us something just because we're here. Y'all, we shouldn't praise God just because of what he's doing today, but we ought to give him praise because of yesterday and the day before, that he kept me in my right mind and that he kept shelter over my head. And come on, help me. We ought to just praise him just because. And so that's when God commissioned Moses not to just go to Egypt, but to lead the people of God to Canaan. Moses had a great task to lead the people of God. And I stopped to let you know today that any God-chosen man that accepts the responsibility of leading the people of God has a great task. Amen. 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 It ain't easy. It ain't easy leading us. Amen. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the person sitting next to you. It ain't easy leading us. Moses, he accepted the responsibility of leading Israel from Egypt to Canaan. What that says to you and I is that all of us that are chosen have a responsibility. Amen. God did not choose you to bring you into the body to do nothing. Amen. 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 You do know we're chosen. We're royal. We are holy. And because we are who we are, God uses us to do what he wants done. I believe every born again believer ought to be willing to be used by God. Amen. I mean, just think about it. If God blesses you, he ought to be able to use you to bless somebody else. And the very reason some of us are coming short on blessings is because we try to keep it all to ourselves and never bless nobody else. Let me pause to let you know, a life in Christ ain't all about you. Amen. Let me say that again, because somebody missed that. You've been misled into thinking it's all about you. When you give your life to Christ, it ain't all about you. Amen.
it is about you, but it ain't all. Do you think God would choose us and not bless us at the same time? Amen. There's a blessing in giving your life to Christ and living for the Lord, because the Lord has a way of blessing you greater than you would ever think
or imagine. But it ain't all about you. It's all about the Lord himself. So Moses had this task, leading God's people to the promised land. That's the task that Moses, that's the challenge that he had of leading what could have easily been an excess of 10 million people to Canaan. And he didn't know where he was going. And see, that's the thing about having faith in God. You just trust him when you don't know where you're going. Amen. You just trust him just because he said go. You just trust him just because he said do it, even though you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Look at the text. In the text, the Bible says that God had a plan. And in God's plan, it wasn't all about Moses, nor was it all about Israel. Ultimately, it was about Israel, but it wasn't all about Israel. Don't miss this. Because ultimately, God was going to get them to the promised land, but by way of getting them there,
some other folk were going to come to the knowledge of God. And I need you to understand that as God takes us from one point in life to the next, it ain't all about you, but it's some people that you're going to come in contact with, and it's designed to bring them to the knowledge, the goodness, and the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Y'all, that's why sometimes God takes us the route that he goes.
I mean, that's why had God not taken us through the wilderness, we wouldn't have come in contact with some of the people that we have. And let the truth be told, everybody needs Jesus.
Everybody, amen, amen. You know somebody, and I know somebody that needs the Lord. And if God chooses us to take us through the wilderness to get to somebody else, oh, glory be to God.
Now, he's too big for us to keep him all to ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. And so God takes them by way of the wilderness and by way of the sea. And when they get there, they start grumbling and complaining.
He done brought us out here to die because there wasn't enough graves in Egypt. He's led us to this strange land to die. But let me tell you, people of God, something. Wherever God leads you to, he'll lead you through. Oh, that's shouting news right there, because every now and then we come to some wilderness and we come to some red seas and we don't know how we're going to get across. We don't know how we're going to get through. But I'll stop to tell you, if God led you to it,
he'll lead you through.
Yes, sir.
He'll lead you through it. What's that you got? Man of God. Got a rod. Got a rod. And the thing about that rod, it wasn't the rod of Moses, but it was the rod of God. Because you remember when Moses was at the burning bush, God told Moses to cast the rod down, and the rod became a serpent. And that's when God showed Moses what great things he can do just through a rod. Reach down and take it up, Moses. And he grabbed it, and it became a rod again. And the Bible says that same rod God commanded Moses to stretch over the Red Sea, and it divided into parts. And the children went across on dry land. I wonder how they would have been if some of us would have been there. Even with Egypt behind, some would have been looking, trying to figure out how did that happen. Some would have been talking to other folk, not walking, but just talking. Trying to figure out, is this real? Church, that's the thing about being the chosen. That's the thing about being the called. When God has chosen you, you don't have to think twice about what God does. You just get in his glory, get in his favor, and go on across to the other side.
So the Bible says that there was a purpose behind all of this. Look at this. Look at this. He says in verse number 17, Exodus chapter 14, and indeed will harden, I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and all his army and all his chariots and all of his horsemen. Y'all see that? God says here in the text, I am still in control. Amen. Amen. Regardless of what the Egyptians and Pharaoh do, don't get worried, because God is still in control. And y'all, we can shout about that in America. Amen. I said we can shout about that in America, because we now have a foolish one at the helm. Oh, come on. It's evident that he's foolish. Who but a fool will go messing with a young person like he did in North Korea? Do you know that these young people don't even think twice before they do what they do? Oh, y'all, come on. We need to shout to know that God is still. Who know what he and Putin talked about? America's arch enemy. Behind closed doors with America's other. And we don't know what they talked about. Isn't it good to know that God is still in control? Y'all ever heard of a sleeping giant? That's called China. Who would mess with somebody that has so much money, power, and control? Isn't it good to know that God is still in control? He says, I will harden their hearts, and they'll follow after you. Couldn't be nothing but a hard-hearted person. This ain't about him, but it just fits right good in there. Because what we need to understand is, even though the devil might have power, God is still in control. We need to know that. We need to hold to that, people of God, because we ain't seen hard yet. We ain't even seen a war yet. But let me tell you something. Even though his hand might be on the button, God is still
in control. Amen. You might not appreciate that now, but you'll think about it later on. God says, I hardened the hearts of the Egyptians. And he says, Pharaoh and his horsemen and his chariots, they're going to follow you to their destruction. And then don't miss this as I bring this to a conclusion. He says, and then all of Egypt will know that I'm the Lord. Amen. And what that says to us, it ain't about us. It's all about God. God is using us to bring glory to him. He says, I want them to know me. In Mountain View, God has a tendency to lead us through the wilderness, trying to get us to the promised land, but by way of getting there, we got to keep on working because God is trying to get somebody else to know that he is Lord. To know that he is Lord. And they come to know him as Lord, as being Lord over our lives. Because you know that when there's a Lord over your life, he can lead you and he can guide you and he can give you direction because you've come to trust in the one that you recognize as your Lord. As your Lord. And that's what God wants. He wants all of us to know him as Lord. He wants all of us to know him. He wants the whole world, even the evil one, to know him as Lord. As Lord. He's taking us somewhere. Amen. Amen. I say he's taking us somewhere. We ain't got that yet, but we're going to get there. Yeah. Oh, y'all, come on. We can still get excited about the fact that one day we're going to get there. Amen. And it ain't in our time. It's in God's time. Amen. He's taking us somewhere, Mountain View. But he wants us to stay diligent. Amen. As we go down the road that he chooses us to go down to get there. Amen. And I'm glad to know that God has taken us, because it's not in man to direct his own footsteps. I don't want to follow man because man can't even lead himself. But that's the thing about following God, is that we don't get there in our time. We get there in his time. And his time is always right on time. Amen. 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 The works of God. That's my message this morning. Amen. The works of God. There are some things in our lives that only God can do. That only God can do. And y'all, we got to let God do what he does and we do what we can do. Amen. What you can't do, don't worry about it. Amen. Let him do what you can't do. You do what you can. And the fact about it, he's put something in all of us to do in the kingdom. Do you not know every part of the body has a function or role to play in order for the body to perform properly? Amen. Amen. Every part of the body. Amen. Amen. That's what God put it there. Because it has part to play. So my question to you today is, what's your part? What are you doing? Amen. Helping us get through the wilderness. Right. I ain't talking about those of you that just complain about the wilderness. Amen. Because I hear you murmuring, when we going to get there? How much longer? It ain't about you. It's about God. That's what this mission is about. It's all about God. Amen. And when he gets us there, it's going to be there.
Amen. Let me say that again. When he gets us there, it's going to be there. And when we get there, we're going to be there. Amen. But you can't hurry God. Know that today. You can't hurry God. I don't care how much you pray right now, God. Right, I don't make no difference. You can't hurry God. God moves at his own will. Amen. Amen. The works of God. Let God do what God does because he does it best. And you can do what you have been called to do. Are you here today and you realize that you haven't been a help in the progress, but you've been a hindrance? And let me tell you how easy it is being a hindrance. Don't do nothing.
Right.
And that's what you say. Well, I don't do nothing. Right. Right. And you're not helping. You're hindering. Because everybody that's weighing down the ship and ain't doing nothing ain't helping the process. Amen. God has called you to do something to help as we go forward and make our way to the promised land. You do your part, and God will do his. And maybe you're here today, and you don't have a part, and you don't know your part because you don't have that right relationship with the Lord. I'm glad you're here. Because what you need to know is Jesus died so you can live forever. Oh man, I thought I had a few more folk was excited about the fact that Jesus died. He died. He died. He was buried. Got up so we can live forever. Who wants to die? Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to live forever. Don't you? You want to live forever. And you don't want to live like this forever. No, we don't want to live like this. This body have too many aches and have too many pains and have too many problems, heartaches, headaches. People like not like this forever. We want to live in Christ forever and ever and ever and ever. And if you want eternal life, you can get it today in Jesus Christ by giving your life to